Most mornings, I woke slightly out of breath, winded from the ghosted run between the land of living and the country of my death. I drag my dreams behind me from bed to desk, write poems of sleep and ink and newsprint. Ah, sleep. Sleep and summer smoke. From its cage, the fan purred a noisy exhale. The mockingbird outside our bedroom window sang in all the local tongues and dialects. Your car, leaving up the gravel drive, made for a lonely sound and a relief. The dog would rest his head on cagey front paws, make an effort at patience. The appliances would be truly patient, though full of curiosity about what might come next. The doorbell might have rung, if we'd had one. We'd listen to the forecast, Sony by the bed and bath, Bose above the compact discs and art books, radio news unleashed and born again. Thank God, we'd say, for the on and off switch. Then one night, a voice from dream announced, in 1 or 2 weeks, there'll be a catastrophe. Winds were driven, waters rose, levees broke. What will you take with you? The dream asked. Myself, I said.